Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Employees at Allegiance Trucks outside Dallas, Texas, trickling in from lunch breaks. Travis Merrill is waiting for a specific coworker. When Tamara Collazo returns to her desk, he follows her into her cubicle and opens fire. Coworkers wrestle the gun away and call 911, but Tamara dies. Merrill admits he was obsessed with Tamara and killed her because of her excessive breaks.
Nancy, Merrill meticulously kept track of Collazo's breaks. When she caught wind of the behavior, Collazo reported Merrill to HR and he was banned from the office until he sought counseling. When Merrill returned to work and Collazo refused to interact with him, Merrill became increasingly angry, purchased several firearms, and began bringing them into the office daily.
Travis Merrill, 51, now charged with murder. Nathan Lindsay has too many drinks at his friend's wedding and angers a guest when he touches her inappropriately. Several people chastise him, and he starts yelling. The bride and groom try to calm him down, but he starts yelling again. The bride's father informs him police will be called if he doesn't leave. He lunges at the dad, and other guests quickly try to separate them. When someone puts their hand over his mouth, he bites down, severing half an inch off their finger. Lancey, 22, pleads no contest to disorderly conduct and battery. I wonder if they're putting that in the wedding album. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Fall City, Washington, where a 15-year-old boy has now been charged with the murders of his parents and three siblings. According to court records, he initially claimed his younger brother was responsible for the shootings, but an 11-year-old sister who survived the attack by pretending to be dead escaped to a neighbor's home and revealed the truth to authorities. The teenager faces 5 counts of aggravated murder in juvenile court. Under state law, a hearing will determine if the case moves to adult court. The King County Medical Examiner identified the victims as Mark and Sarah Humiston and their children, ages 7, 9, and 13. Court documents reveal the boy recently faced disciplinary trouble at school, and investigators say he was the only family member with access to the locked handgun that belonged to his father. Authorities responded early on the morning of October 21st after a 911 call from the boy reporting his 13-year-old brother had committed the shootings. Shortly after, a neighbor contacted 911 to report the injured 11-year-old's account implicating her older brother. The 15-year-old waived his right to appear in court. Defense attorneys say he has no prior criminal record. After nearly 4 decades, a cold case in Louisiana has taken a significant turn. Authorities in St. Tammany Parish have confirmed the identity of a woman whose body was discovered in Lake Pontchartrain back in 1986. With details, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
For years, she was known only as Lake Lady Jane Doe. The body was found on June 19, 1986, near the Interstate 10 Twin Span Bridges by Slidell. Now, thanks to new advances in DNA technology, the sheriff's office has identified her as Pamela Lee Hupp, who was also known as Deborah Gale Justice. Hupp, born in April 1958, was pregnant when she died, and her last known residence was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The discovery, however, raises more questions. Investigators have long ruled her death a homicide, but the circumstances remain unclear. Officials are calling on the public for any additional information that could shed light on what happened. Those with leads are urged to contact the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office. The journey to her identification has been a challenging one. Initially, multiple attempts to determine her identity, including DNA analysis and a feature on America's Most Wanted, led to dead ends. It wasn't until September 2022 when a grant from the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System, or NAMIS, allowed for advanced DNA testing that progress was made. By April 2023, researchers identified potential family members, which eventually led to confirming her identity.
As Sydney mentioned, the circumstances surrounding Hupp's death remain under investigation. Anyone with information on the case is asked to contact the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office at 985-898-2341.
Thanks, John. Stephanie Dameron, just 13, lives in rural New Sweden, Maine, and is homeschooled with her older sister. She and her sister stay home alone while the parents are running errands. The two get in an argument. Stephanie walks off into the woods. She's very familiar with the trails and terrain around her home, so her family's not worried when she's not home an hour later. When 3 hours pass, her parents report her missing. Investigators search near the home, no trace of 13-year-old Stephanie. Maine State Police and the FBI assisting, following leads in other states and Canada. Stephanie turned 14 in the month she's been missing. Stephanie is 5 feet, 130 pounds, shoulder-length brown hair, green eyes. If you have info on Stephanie Dameron, missing from Nisweden, Maine, call Maine State Police 207-532-5400. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.